Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Supplications, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our series entitled Prophetic Supplications. And in today's lesson, we're going to look at another thing which aids or assists a person's dua in being accepted. And one of the factors that aids a person's dua in being accepted is to have a humble appearance in front of Allah. And we all know this in the hadith of the traveler on a long journey, the one who raises his hands to the skies and he says, "Oh my Lord, oh my Lord." The Prophet ﷺ described this person as having dirty clothes. He looks humble, he looks disheveled. And this is one of the reasons that aids a person's dua in being accepted by Allah. This is because it shows a person's poverty and need in front of Allah. And it proves that he is not concerned, that this person is not concerned about his appearance or looks, but rather he's concerned about the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his dua. Ibn Abbas states or describes the state of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after performing the rain prayer. What had happened was Medina was suffering a severe drought, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and prayed for the people the rain prayer, which is a sunnah type of prayer where you invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down the blessing of rain. So Ibn Abbas states that after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the rain prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exited, left the city wearing modest clothes. He was in a state of humbleness and displaying need in front of Allah. So from this statement of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after making this dua, you see the state of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was humble, he was modest, meaning there was no sign of arrogance on him, no sign of pride on him, and he was displaying his neediness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, which also proves the point that being humble in your appearance helps in the acceptance of your dua, is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It is possible that a person who is dusty and disheveled, wearing only two rough garments, will be responded to by Allah if he swears by Allah." So we can see in the narrations that we just mentioned that having a humble appearance in your supplications is something which is praiseworthy, something which aids your dua in being accepted. Why? Because being humble means that you don't have any atom's weight of arrogance in you. If you are humble, you don't have the opposite, which is arrogance, within you. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. This is what he wants from a servant, is to be humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of your condition, whether you be poor, whether you be rich. When you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to be humble. And if you are humble in your appearance, this aids in your dua. However, this does not mean that a person should purposely rip up his clothes and throw sand on his body or dust on his body, thinking that he's making himself look humble. Because if you do that, that means you have not understood the hadith properly. What is meant by this is that if these items of clothing is the only clothing that you have in your wardrobe and you wear them and you humble yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what is meant by the hadith. It doesn't mean that you take your item of clothing and roll it in dirt and wear it and then you raise your hands to the skies. No, it does not mean that. What it means is that you should not have any arrogance. Your clothing should be modest. It should not display any sign of arrogance or pride. And you should be humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is meant by the hadith in humbling your appearance in front of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.